Yeah. You know, Alex and Mitch were both good players. They're around me for a while. And, you know, in the NFL, you're going to lose people. And just coming in now, you know, it's a fresh start for us, and we're going to have a few open positions on the line. And I think there is an open competition to just see what our best five guys are going to be. And I think we have a lot of anxious guys. You know, I think the first few days of conditioning and stuff, there's been a lot of guys that have come in really good shape, ready to work, and it's been fun. We've had a few meetings, and our O-line coach kind of sees that as well. So we're working together. I mean, it's every year you're going to lose guys in free agency and stuff, and it's just part of the process. But I'm excited with the group we have, and I think there's a lot of young guys. We have a pretty young group now. You know, kind of maybe went from vet to more a younger group, and it's a good group though. I think everybody's really working hard and trying to put their best foot forward.
So you actually had some time to reflect and obviously recoup from your injury. When you look back on your own season last year, what were your impressions of how you did?
It was different. You know, you go from, you know, one scheme to another scheme. Kind of we kind of went more passing last year than we did my rookie year, and it was a transition for me. You know, I think I had some good games where I played really, really well, and there was a couple disappointing plays where you want to have back, and obviously the injury really, really sucks. You know, you want to be out there with your team no matter how many games they've won, and it was hard watching, you know, from on my couch a few games, you know, and I'm just like, man, this is not what I want to be doing right now. So it really fueled a fire in me, and I'm really ready to come out here and you know, improve myself again this year.
Are you left guard?
I'm not sure yet. You know, they haven't told me exactly where I'm going to play. I'm, you know, that's what I'm thinking right now, my mentality. But whatever they need me to do, you know, I'll be ready for that.
We talked this over with you. I'm sure you're drafted, but you have experience at right tackle.
I play tackle. I played right tackle. My last time I played was probably my junior year in college. I played right tackle.
You have another new quarterback in, and several starters have left. Feel like a rebuild?
You know, we have a lot of new players, so there's a lot of new faces. I haven't been in the, you know, league, you know, long enough to know from one off season to the next how it goes. I think there's more new faces this year than I saw last year. But I think with the guys we have in here and the way we're working and the way things are being set up, you know, I think we're going to work our tails off and have as, you know, much chance to win a game as the next team.
What kind of reaction did you have when they signed Brooks?
I was excited, you know. He all the interviews I've seen with him and stuff, I don't follow that closely, but from what I've heard and stuff like that, he seems like a guy that's going to be ready to come and work. And I think the coaches and Sashi and those guys brought him in knowing that, you know, he was, you know, ready to turn a page and ready to come in here and work. And that's what I've gotten from the, you know, few interactions I've had with him now. He's really came in, and I think he's you know, him and Josh are really doing a good job kind of leading the offense right now and getting everybody on the same page.
Joel, last year Cam Irving said he really needed to get stronger in the offseason. Do you have any kind of sense for what, you know, what kind of improvements he's made in that area, what kind of shape he came back in?
Yeah, he's came back in good shape. We were me, him, and John have been kind of working out together, you know, in the weight room and stuff, and he seems like he's, you know, strong as ever. I didn't really work out with him too much last year, but he seems like he's strong. He's running well. We were doing a lot of, like, kind of competition running today, and me and him were together on that, and I was impressed with him. You know, I felt like we were pushing each other, and he's been doing a really good job in that sense. And I think that was, you know, that was one thing that he's a competitive kid, you know, and he wants to come in here, and he wants to prove that, you know, was a first-round draft pick for a reason. And I think he set his mind this offseason to come and you know, make those changes and really try and fight and prove himself this year.
Obviously, he's struggled. He talked about it last year, but if he has to fill in for Alex, you know, those are big shoes. But do you have confidence that he can play center for you guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think they drafted him, and that's what happened. He was a center when they drafted him. So if he has to come in and slide into that position, I think he's going to be ready to go. And I think, you know, if I am playing left guard, I feel like I'm going to be, you know, a good asset for him to be next to him and kind of help him out if John's on his right side or whoever's out there. You know, I think we have some experienced guys that are really going to be able to, you know, groom him and help him and kind of understand. It might not just be one guy making all the calls or something. We might be a group effort up there, you know, but I think he's built to play center, and I think he can really perform there if he needs to.
Was it kind of a weird year for the offensive line? Because there was criticism of it. There were so many sacks, and yet you still see a couple guys going to the Pro Bowl. How do you, you know, what do you think happened? Was it just a lot of factors last year, some within your control and some beyond it? to kind of?
Yeah, I think that's the hard part about offensive line. It's kind of a production-based business. Like, if you're not running for – you don't have a 1,000-yard runner and you're not running for 100 yards a game, it, you know, a lot of people that are – the casual fan might watch and say, gosh, these guys aren't playing very well. You give up a few sacks, you know. And you never know when the sacks – there was definitely sacks that were on the line, you know. We had our fair share, and there were sacks that were scheme issues. There were sacks that were other position issues, you know. And so it was kind of all around. But when you look at a stat, they're like, oh, 30-something sacks given up. Everybody equates that to the O-line. And you look at it, they only rush the, you know, for X amount of yards. Everybody equates that to the offensive line. So there's definitely some, you know, it goes around. You know, I think everybody has their blame. But you can't – I don't think you can argue that Joe Thomas was the best left tackle in football. I don't know if everybody watches the film, but he's a stud. Like, there's no question about it. He might get an offsides penalty or something like that, but it's amazing what he does. And I just personally think, like, people don't respect it as much as they should. Like, Joe Thomas is – one of the best left tackles to ever play the game. And it's hard seeing that kind of stuff. Like, Alex is one of the best centers. You can ask any lineman that they've gone against. You know, these guys are great players, and it didn't come together like we wanted last year. 3 wins, inexcusable. But you know, we're going to work this year, and we're going to try and replicate that. Like, those are, you know, things that...
Do you want to, or do you feel the need? I know you're only a third-year player, but maybe leadership starts to come into part of your responsibilities too, because A, you don't know how long Joe's going to be here, and B, you lost two veterans.
Yeah, I think that's what I kind of thought to myself coming in on Monday. I was like, you know, I was kind of the young guy the first 2 years. You know, we had guys that had been there starting and stuff, and we still have Joe, we still have John. And then after that, I was like, I'm probably the most tenured guy that's been on the Browns in the offensive line room. And I just thought to myself, you know, I work hard. I try and work hard all I can. So you lead by example in that sense. But if there's a chance to be vocal or a chance to, you know, try and show some of the young guys, you know, I've kind of been there. You know, I've started a few games now, and it's something that I want to step into. But I'm not going to, you know, force myself with a guy like Joe and a guy like John still there.
So both you and Gary have come in and said that Robert has immediately shown that he's a leader. So he's not deferring at all? He's not acting like the new kid here in any way?
No. We haven't had that much time around, but in the limited time I've had with him, I think him and Josh have done a really good job. They're not butting heads or anything, but they're both trying to take leadership of the team, and kind of that's what the quarterback needs to do. And I think he understands he's going to be a quarterback. And I don't think they're saying I'm the one, I'm the two, or anything of that nature. But I think they're both you know, really coming in here and trying to get everybody on the same page. You know, we're putting a new offense, and they've worked really well together.
There's a lot of talk that Josh might be gone now because Robert is here. Is that awkward for you in any way? Do you wonder about that? I mean, do we listen to this guy when he might be out the door anyway?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it, but, I mean, Josh is another guy I respect tremendously. I mean, you know, he's been in the league, probably this is his 14th year maybe, The respect I have for him is I love that guy, and he's such a professional with everything he does that he there's no waiver on him. You know, you never know that people are even talking about that the way he acts.
Was it tough, or how tough is it to show up April 4th with maybe the same level of optimism when you lose Alex and Mitch and then a bunch of other starters that were here last year?
I was excited to come April 4th. I mean, we have a new coach, all new coaching staff, new strength staff. I mean, it's all brand new for us here. You know, you obviously see new faces, but I think the optimism around the team is it's something new, you know. And I've had a lot of, you know, my last year of college, I got a new coach, then a new coach, and, you know, this is my third new coach in 4 years now. But there's a set of optimism. Guys are coming in here and trying to prove themselves again. You know, I think it breeds competition the way it's kind of gone about. And I'm really excited for what we're bringing in. I haven't had any, you know, like, oh gosh, here we go again moments. You know, I'm really excited for what we're doing as a team.
As a offensive lineman, what's it like then now playing for an offensive head coach compared to when you had a defensive minded head coach?
It's hard to say right now. It's only been a few days into the stuff, but you know, I don't really know how that's going to affect it too much. I think the head coaches in the NFL are kind of trying to work both. I know Hugh is, you know, talked about calling plays and stuff like that, and it's probably different. You know, you got the head man watching you go a little bit, you know, understands kind of what we're doing. So it's exciting, you know. I mean, I don't know how it's going to really affect us till we get more into OTAs and things like that.
Was your second year a kind of a – you learned a little up more about how things can change so quickly, because you and the offensive line and really the team had a good first year. You almost you were in the playoffs race till late in December, and then to see last year kind of you had a better sense of how quickly things can turn in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, every team has a chance. They say any given Sunday, and every team has a chance to win on Sunday, and I think it kind of proves that. You're so close in a lot of games. I mean, we took the Broncos to overtime last year. We should have beat them. You know, we had the ball. We gave up a terrible sack. You know, it was it just things like that. You're so close to winning so many of these games, and all that matters is wins. But you know, you go from 7-9 to 3-13. It's a really big step back, and now, you know, things can change that fast. So that's our goal this year, to, you know, flip that around a little bit and try and win a few more games.